You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happy Friday to you. Hope your weekend is starting off well. And hope your drive home is going smoothly. I assume unless you're going to the lake this weekend, you're probably having a very easy drive home.
Or yes.
At least a decent drive home for a Friday, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
You got to love that. So Bob O'Loughlin is joining us. He is the chairman and CEO of Lodging and Hospitality Management. Bob, thanks very much for making some time for us today.
Happy to be here with you, Mike.
You know, last time I saw you was back in December at the Progress 64 West Honors, where they gave you a very well-deserved honor of everything that you have been doing, fighting for downtown St. Louis. I mean, everything that you and your company have done for Union Station, getting it out of bankruptcy, just out-of-the-box thinking. I never would have thought to put an aquarium in Union Station. That is not something that would have been out of my brainwaves that would have come up with. So I just appreciate the creativity that you and your organization have shown for what you've done for downtown St. Louis.
I appreciate that. As you know, when we bought Union Station, it was in bankruptcy. It was a large facility. It was the largest train station in the world. And we wanted to decide what do we want to do with it. And I was on the zoo board at the time and asked the people at the zoo, we're the largest city without an aquarium, why didn't you do it? And they said, well, it was labor intensive and they wanted to stick with the animals. So I asked if you didn't mind, I would like to do it at Union Station. They agreed. They helped me. It's been up and running. We actually opened it in 2019 on Christmas Day. And then, unfortunately, COVID came, and it was closed in March of 20, so on and off for about a year, year and a half. But it's doing extremely well. We were rated by USA Today as one of the top 10 aquariums in the country, and we're also recognized as one of the most interactive. Along with the aquarium, we added a Ferris wheel, and currently we're going to add three more rides, which will come in August, a roller coaster, a pirate ship, and a wave swinger. So it's been very successful, and we're very proud of a gem. You couldn't replicate Union Station. It's so beautiful.
Well, I appreciate
that. That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
My grandson is going to be thrilled you have a pirate ship as one of the rides. That is his favorite toy to play with. When he comes over, we get out the pirate ship and we have to play around with that for a while. So that's awesome. Hey, the governor was here yesterday and he signed a brand new bill. Tell me a little bit about what that bill is and what it means to downtown St. Louis, in your opinion.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game changer. You know, during COVID and defund the police and the shortage of police officers, all of the downtown businesses got together, and we talked about how can we help keep downtown safe. We all employ secondary police at our different facilities and pay them above the rate the normal police would get downtown. And we decided, let's get together as one force, protect the whole downtown. So we came up with a downtown CID overlay. And many cities have done this where it's an entertainment district, and it features all of the professional sports. The soccer teams involved with Carolyn Kendall and Andy Taylor. Jim McKelvey's involved. The DeWitt family's involved. Tom Stillman with Enterprise. Ron Kraszewski with Stiefel. And our family with the aquarium and the Hilton at the ballpark. So the overlay on the CID gives us the opportunity to hire secondary policemen and have policemen down there 24 hours a day. Our vision is to have 20 policemen morning, noon, and night down there. So when people go down there, they feel safe. And when criminals are looking at downtown St. Louis, they'll opt to go elsewhere. Otherwise, they'll get arrested if they're doing something wrong.
Love it.
That is nice. You do what the criminals arrested when they're doing something wrong. Unfortunately, in St. Louis, that's kind of news. I do want to get your feedback on. So we've got a new mayor. We've got some new pieces in place with state takeover of the police with Governor Kehoe. What's your overall impression of how things are going so far this year with the city? Are you happy with the progress that things are going? Are you seeing signs that you say, you know, Mike, if we could just stay on this path, I think that's where we're going to see some real successes?
Yeah, I do. I feel that we are making progress. For the last three previous 4th of July, a lot of the juveniles would come downtown after the fireworks and basically have a war with each other, shoot fireworks at each other, shoot out windows, drag race up and down Market and Broadway, and create havoc. And so because of either the shortage of police or not getting ahead of it, and preventing it, it was problematic. So this year we worked with the police department that had 50 police officers down after the 4th of July. 60 juveniles were arrested and they were taken to a school. And they were told if you want to leave, call your parents, and the parents would come over and pick them up and they would be cited. So now the message is out. It's not a playground to create havoc. And that's going to take place again this weekend. And if we can do it continually, the message is sent. I'm sure it'll be delivered, and we'll have no problems.
Do you think it's just crime, or do you think there's something else that is needed to happen to draw people back downtown?
I think it's both. You want to market your city as a place to come and visit. We do a tremendous amount of, professional sports. And then we had the Frozen Four in on collegiate sports, and they sold out the whole downtown. We have 10,000 rooms. And basically, when they came, they hadn't been in 18 years. They were reticent because they thought the city was dirty and unsafe. When they came, they felt the city was clean and they felt safe. And they're going to rebook with us. Over this past 4th of July, we had the convention in, seven-day Adventist. There was 50,000 people in our metro area. We couldn't afford at 10 o'clock when they walked from the convention center back to their hotels to be accosted or feel unsafe. So we had police downtown, and it worked out very well. And we plan on, as businesses, working hand in hand with the new mayor and our new governor to ensure safety and entertainment and bring more people downtown. The word gets around for conventions, tourism, concerts, and sporting events. If you have a great downtown, and which we do, we have tremendous assets, starting with the Arch, I can't think of any other city that has Laclede's Landing with a casino, the Dome, the Convention Center, City Museum. I could go on and on. We have a world-class zoo. Why not come to St. Louis? And so it's as much a promotional as it is protecting safety for people.
So about a month or two ago, I was on a plane flying to Nashville for a convention, and the lady who sat next to me on the plane was here for, I don't know if it was a planners convention, but Explore St. Louis, I think, hosted them. And they brought in these people from around the country who came here, and she was on her way back to California where she lives. She had never been to St. Louis before, and her impression was what the news media showed her of St. Louis. So she didn't expect a whole lot when she got here. And I asked her, I said, so what did you think? And she told me she was pleasantly surprised that they had great events. She saw all kinds of things around St. Louis that she didn't expect to see when she got here. She was surprised at what the city had to offer. And she said, I had been told, hey, St. Louis is pretty dangerous. You need to be careful. She said, I felt very safe and secure when I was walking around down here. So I thought, man, the folks at Explore St. Louis did a great job of showcasing our city to these people. And I told her, I said, hey, I will tell you this. In the next year or two, please come back to St. Louis, and I think you're going to see something that looks even better than what you're seeing today. Do you think that was a fair thing for me to say, Bob?
Oh, absolutely. And that was Meeting Planners International.
Ah.
They had their annual event here, and they hadn't been in St. Louis in a number of years. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So I think the stars are aligned, because I was at a GSL Greater St. Louis meeting this morning, and they're working with Explore St. Louis to hire a very top-notch advertising agency out of New York. And instead of having two messages come out, they're going to work in concert to have the message of, why don't you come and live here, and also the same message, come and stay here if you're out of town and you're visiting. And as I said, I've lived all over the country. We have tremendous assets. We need to get out there and sell it. And then when people come here, deliver, which I think we can.
Well, I got the opportunity at the Lindbergh Foundation dinner to sit next with Brad Dean. And it was the first time I'd had the opportunity to meet him. He seems like a great guy who's got a fantastic plan for the city. And I was excited to hear this lady talk about our city in such glowing terms. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your company, everything that you're doing for the St. Louis region. I'm hoping that things continue to go down this pathway. And I think with you and the folks who are getting behind it, we've got a great future ahead of us here in St. Louis.
Well, thanks so much, Mike. Just a little teaser. We did last year about 90,000 on Polar Express from Thanksgiving through the end of the year.
Wow.
And because this is our 10th year and we've been so successful, that Warner Brothers is going to visit with us next week.
Wow.
They've given us a heads up that they would like to bring Harry Potter here.
Awesome.
So we're going to have a Harry Potter starting in spring as a test. And if it works out, which I think it will, we'll have Polar and Harry Potter, and I think people come in from all over the country.
Bob, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you. That's exciting. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for starting your weekend with us, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Same to you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
That is Bob O'Loughlin. He is the chairman and CEO of Lodging Hospitality Management. They're the folks who own all that stuff down there at Union Station. $90,000 for Polar Express.
That's awesome.
I would not have guessed that at all.
You know, Mike, with these people, these kind of people who get stuff done in St. Louis, they are unsung heroes. I'm sure there are people who are singing them because they know about it. But the rest of us don't, and that was really inspiring to hear, and we owe them a great deal.
You know, it reminds me of the days when Civic Progress was here in St. Louis and how they used to shepherd a bunch of this stuff through. So I don't mean to be a homer. I don't mean to be that guy. But I feel really great about where our region's going right now.
That's great.
You know, and talking with the roundtable folks in here earlier, and, you know, you got Democrats and Republicans who are all saying, we're seeing very positive stuff downtown.
Love it.
Kara Spencer and Donna Behringer and the police and everything that's going on. And then you have Bob and his group with Brad Dean and Explore St. Louis and what Greater St. Louis is doing as well. Cautiously optimistic. That's all I'm saying, right?
Love it.
Say your prayers, but things seem like they're going in the right direction. We are going to wrap up the big show with the cut of the day on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on a Friday afternoon. Welcome to the weekend, baby. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.